Welcome back to the WRTI Performance Studio. I'm Susan Lewis, and I'm here with members of the Young Women Composers Camp, the first ever, with Artistic Director Erin Bush.
Hi again.
Before the break, we heard three original compositions played by our wonderful string quartet, the Atlas Quartet. Now we're hearing, we will hear a choral composition, not an original choral composition, but the kids have all played, have all sung in this choir as part of the composer's camp. Why is that, Erin?
So I think it's really important when you're composing to really understand people are going to be performing these works. So to have a performance component go with the camp, I think, is really integral to the message. Composers who are also performers write music that is very playable, idiomatic, and they're thinking a lot about how is this going to be rehearsed and performed. So since we have a total mix of random instruments here, I thought the best thing would be to just make a chorale. So some of our students here are singers, but a lot of them are not. So for some of them, this is the first time they're singing in a chorale. And as you'll hear it, you wouldn't know it. Sounds really beautiful.
So singing in a chorale is important not only for people who are writing for voice.
I certainly think so. I mean, maybe not all people would agree depending on their experience. But I did a composition camp where I had to sing in the group, and I found it very beneficial just to know what it's like to be part of an ensemble, to really use your own instrument, your voice. Even if it's not your favorite thing to do, it can be a very valuable experience.
So what would you girls say? What have you had any thoughts on your experience here?
For me personally, just...
Well, excuse me, what is your name?
I'm Kat.
And what's been your experience?
For me personally, I come from a pretty small town, from Sioux Falls, so where I come from, the only two composers that I had known were adults and males, so this was the first time that I had ever met any composers that were my age or women. So it was very influential for me, just since I hadn't known anyone like me in that sense that composed at this age.
That is so awesome. And it's amazing when you think about it. This is 2018. Anyone else? Emmy?
Hi, so I'm Emmy. I just wanted to share, this has been a very beneficial experience for me. I've been basically composing my whole life. It's just been something that's just always been there. And being with this camp, it was great to just meet up with other composers and get some mentoring on things that, like, I've always wanted to learn, but, like, never got a chance to or whatever. And so, basically, I just feel more confident in who I am. Like, composing, it's not about having the most technically difficult piece in the world. It's about just using music to express who you are.
And do you use music to interpret your experiences in life?
Yes.
There are a lot of nodding heads. That's terrific, and that's really, really wonderful. Now, the conductor of this group, Marianne.
Hello.
What will you be conducting and what will they be singing?
So we'll be performing a Fanny Hensel piece, or Fanny Mendelssohn, probably more known as, who is Felix Mendelssohn's sister. And I thought it would be really significant to have this in our repertoire for our performance aspect because of her story as a woman growing up in the 18th century, sister to a very, very famous composer and musician. She was equally as capable, if not more, some people say, a piano virtuoso and a composer. I've read that their parents were very cultured and encouraged them to be educated in music and among other things, but she was prevented from exploring a career in any sense, and her brother was not. So it's really significant and really important for the girls to know about this composer, and also really awesome for them to be able to perform something written by her.
Wonderful. Well, let's listen right now.
Thank you.
That was great. This has been a very wonderful and inspiring morning of music with the members of the Young Women Composers Camp at Temple University, Artistic Director Erin Bush. Erin, what, now that the week is almost over, or the camp is almost over, you had a lot of expectations. This was the first time. This was something very personal for you. How are you feeling about how it turned out?
I really couldn't be happier with how everything has gone. You know, I've been planning this camp since February of 2017, so it's been in the work for a while. And when you're doing all this planning and just seeing names on a spreadsheet and making the plans, you kind of forget these are real people that are going to come and bring their own unique voice. And so for me, it's been so great to get to know them as people, to get to know their music, to work with them in classes. And also for me, I'm about a decade older than everyone in the camp. But you know, it's not that long, but in another sense, I kind of forget what it's like to be at that stage. And I'm so inspired by all the enthusiasm that they have for learning these things for the first time. It's been wonderful.
That's great. And I gather from all the smiles here that you all have had a pretty good time too.
Yes.
Well, it's not over. Tomorrow there's a special performance which is open to the public.
Yes, so our final concert is tomorrow at Presser Hall, which is 2001 North 13th Street, in Klein Hall on the second floor at 2 p.m. You can hear a composition written by each member of each student at the camp as performed by Atlas, and you'll also hear the chorale sing a bunch more songs by women composers and also by some faculty members at Temple as well. It's free. There will be a reception afterwards. We would love to see you there.
It'll be a great afternoon of music. That's at Temple University, Klein Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, everybody. Thank you, all of you who have been working so hard these last 2 weeks to take the time to come to WRTI's performance studios. Thank you, Marianne, for leading them in this wonderful song. Thank you for the members of the Atlas String Quartet. Your music was beautiful. It's really a very exciting, exhilarating, inspirational kind of thing to hear you all play and sing and the works you've composed. So thank you so much, and good luck with everything you're doing. Come tomorrow at Temple University, Klein Hall. That's it from the WRTI Performance Studio on Facebook Live. I'm Susan Lewis.